seventh day before recreation, I am at war with myself and all the world. I hate myself and all of the creation. I curse this day and everything I've created so far. I lean back, gather strength, use the day to collect myself. Rest for the last time on the seventh day before the end of all existence. I'm sitting here, looking back at the time when all being arose and evolved. I'm proud. I'm embarrassed. I'm content and discontent. I'm God and man at the same time. I'm sad and angry and full of determination. I'm ready to finish what has to be finished. Today I see that being tirelessly active has not changed my life. I've had not had enough. I'm only starved and full of anger. Heaven is here. The earth is here. And it is dark on the deepness. And my spirit does not move on the face of the waters anymore. I take a deep breath, straighten myself, and begin to think the thoughts that I'm going to put into action from tomorrow onwards. No stone will be left unturned. I make the plan, my plan, to let my creative work effectively forfeit within the coming 6 days, and to unite in myself space and time once and for all. I'm fidgety and excited. Sixth day before recreation. In the morning I wake up, I'm furious, glowing like the rising sun. I shout to the people, "Look, I've given you every plant producing seed on the face of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit producing seed, they will be your food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and every living thing moving on the face of the earth, and to all the water dwellers, I have given every green plant for food, that they may thrive, so that you, man, may have plenty. To you I have given everything, completely, everything. And all this, however, you, man, have discarded, recreated and plated with disease and death. Me you have made look silly, and you have forgotten what mandate I've given you. You've made me doubt the meaning of my life. Man, so I take everything away from you. Everything. Completely. Everything completely. And so it is done. I go into action, watch myself as I change the world. See horrified people's eyes, hear panic-fueled screeches and lamentations, smell cold sweat, feel warm blood jumping at me in pure ecstasy and dripping off me, jaded. And I feel with each cell of my body what I'm doing is idolatrously good, brutal, inhuman, simply divine. And I deny man the power to rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and the cattle and all things moving on the earth. And I curse man and take fertility away from male and female and force them back into the last caves of this earth and extinguish them. Extinguish them. Mercilessly, icy cold and hot-blooded. I've lost my inhibitions, work myself into a fit of rage. My destructive deeds go beyond limits. I even order the death of all beasts on the earth. And they die, the animals in the fields, and everything moving on the face of the earth. And smeared with blood, I fall asleep and recover from killing, and I know what I did had to be done.
Fünfter Tag vor der Erschaffung.
Fifth day before recreation. I wake thirsty with my mouth dry and my eyes wet. No humans on earth anymore and no terrestrial beasts on earth anymore. Only slowly, very slowly, I get used to this fact. Agglutinate human blood gums up my sight and my soul. I haven't cooled down from murdering. I'm still hot and I'm still seething. Furious and red-headed, I think of my mission. I follow my plan unflinchingly. Search for a reason to go on being incensed. Find it, inflame myself with it. Rising hatred turns my head, drives me out of my mind. I now curse all life beneath the sky and life in the water too. I cause the birds to drop down from the sky and with relish I watch how they in mortal agony struggle to survive. After hours slowly quiet and down and slowly, very slowly die. I annihilate all living things, fish of all kinds, and even the majestic whales which romp about in the water. They die off, and the water becomes calm, deathly silent. A vast emptiness, lifelessness and death fills the earth. The skies, the giant oceans, and me. Fourth day before recreation. I startle out of my sleep. I am glad to have escaped from the nightmare I dreamt. I inhale the air contaminated by the manifold killing off, reluctantly breathe foul, fishy, beastly stench and vomit. Again and again, I'm sick. I puke my soul out. The light of the sun blinds me. I want it darker, but the sun goes on shining. Wants to show me with all its power how blind I am. Wants to show me in the glistening light of truth what happened to the world in the last few days. I do not want to see it. I close my eyes. Don't want to see anything anymore. Am blind with rage. I curse the brightening day and want the black night. I extinguish the piercing light of the sun and the dim glow of the moon too. The big light that rules the day and the small light that rules the night. And since I hate everything light, in my fit of darkness, I even extinguish the sparkling stars. All light of the celestial bodies departs. Now there's no dividing line anymore between day and night, and there are no signs in the sky anymore from which to tell times, days, and years. I'm confused, disgusted, dead tired, am afraid to fall asleep, feel panic of dreaming again. Wide awake, I toss and turn, to and fro, to and fro. I cannot banish the dark thoughts from my heart. The impressions of the last few days crush me. I sweat. Third day before recreation. With a forceful, explosion-like sneeze, I start the dark day, which, without sun, feels different, which, however, is filled with a gloomy light, immersing the world in a murky, ghostly realm of shades. A light that is omnipresent. A light whose source, however, I cannot locate. Where does it come from? Hadn't I extinguished all light? I'm surprised at this light. I'm very surprised at it. I sneeze. Sneeze again. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed with the tickle in my nose, with the seeds filling the air and bothering and irritating my eyes. And my eyes water, my nose runs, and I sneeze. Sneeze vigorously, again and again and again. I make grass wither and die, as well as plants producing seeds and trees bearing fruit in which there are their seeds. I curse what is dry on earth and flood it with my enormous masses of tears, which merge into one single gigantic ocean without an island. The air is clean and clear again. I do not sneeze anymore. My eyes are dry. Drenched to the skin, I lie down to sleep and recover from the strains of the day. Penultimate day before recreation. Tired and worn out, I go into the new day. I have no strength anymore. I'm burnt out. I find changing between the other world and this world difficult, more and more difficult. I breathe heavily, more and more heavily. I groan. I decide to make the other world omnipresent. I curse all matter. Trembling and with my last ounce of strength, I crumble it in my hands. And with this extermination, the laws of space and time dissolve, burst in the one dimensionality of my being. I find life difficult, exhausting, energy sapping. The last ounce of strength leaves my body. I stagger and fall into an abyss. Lie there, am shattered, dead. Last day before recreation. I awake in a condition I cannot describe. I feel so heavy, infinitely heavy. I can hardly think, can hardly move. There's no lecherousness in my eyes anymore. The tiniest effort drives me to the verge of exhaustion. Leaden are my legs. Leaden are my arms, leaden are my thoughts, leaden am I. Yet I want and have to fulfill my plan. My plan, my plan, my plan? Do I want to fulfill it? Do I have to fulfill it? Was my perception of what is not here anymore and my assessment of it correct? Was my rage justified? Was I just? Was I wise? Have I not just looked for a reason to catapult myself out of the endless loop of life? To at last leave eternity and finally be finite? I do not know it. I only know that I've gone far, perhaps too far. I'm close to the end of my task. Am I then also close to my end? My end? I do not know it. I do not know it. I do not feel anything anymore. Am deaf, am blind, am speechless. I only know I am I, and so is everything else. Except for me, nothing else exists. Nothing but this light. The light without a source, which constantly accompanies me, still lights me, still warms me, and thus protects me from numbness. I must extinguish it, extinguish this last light. I curse the last thing, curse the light. I feel infinitely small, infinitely dense, crushed. Hardly sense myself anymore, and the pressure goes on increasing mercilessly, on and on. Space and time are very close to me and go on falling into me, past the horizon of my experience, faster and faster, and are at last smashed in splinters in my soul. Soul. Am I to extinguish the light? Extinguish? Extinguish. Do I have to extinguish the light? What will happen afterwards? 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 I'm undecided. I'm undecided. I'm undecided. So undecided. Undecided. I feel fear. Feel fear. Feel fear. 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 Big fear. Am I to extinguish the light? What will happen afterwards? I'm undecided. I feel fear. I wait. 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 Wait for an eternity. The light merges with me, becomes one with me. Am I the light? I am the light. I am light. Light am I. I. L-I-T. I. It is late. So late. Yes. Too late. Life. Why hast thou forsaken me? Into the coming of what comes, I commend my spirit. I extinguish the light.